Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth, bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
Thank you, Ozzy. Today, I want to talk about the truth about music publishers and do they really want your songs? Are they open to your songs? Will they listen? Here's the deal. It is hard to get a music publisher to listen to your songs. Okay, probably no surprise if you've been trying for a while. They have so many songs coming at them that it's impossible to listen to all of them. Math just says they can't listen to everything. But that doesn't mean that they don't want to like your songs. A lot of people make excuses out of this. Like, oh, well, publishers aren't open to outside songs. They don't want to hear them. They just cut them down as soon as they can just to keep people out of the business. No, that's not really the case. A publisher wants to like your song. If they're going to take the time to listen to it, they'd rather it be good than not be good. They'd rather it be great. They want it to be magnificent. They want it to be the kind of song that's going to keep the lights on at their publishing company for the next 3 years because it makes so much money. Because that song will help them solve their problems. They don't want to hate your song. They don't have time for bad songs. Believe me, it's annoying to listen to a bunch of songs that aren't good enough. It doesn't do the publisher any good. They aren't getting paid to listen to songs. They're getting paid to get cuts, and average songs cannot help them do that. So one reason it's so hard to get publishers to listen is because they go through trusted sources. They like writers that they have on staff, right? So that's a trusted source. Other pro writers that they know, that's a trusted source. Also, maybe people they're hearing buzz about from the PROs. Other friends in the business might recommend them, might be publishers, recommend writers to other publishers. And they will listen to those songs first because those songs have the best chance of helping them solve their problems. And remember, the publisher's problem is they need to make money with songs. And I don't think they really care where that next hit comes from. So just because they don't know you, or they don't know you well, doesn't mean they don't want to like your song. However, math just says that your song is probably not good enough and probably not going to solve their problem. That's just math. It's not personal. That's why they go through trusted sources first, because they don't have time to listen to everything. They want to listen where they think they'll have the best chance of finding a song that solves their problems. But it's not because they don't want to like your songs. It's not because they want to screw you over and keep you out of the business. No, they would love to find an amazing writer that no one's found yet. They want to like your song because that song will help them feed their families.
This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
I can't say enough good things about Songwriting Pro and Brent. He's been amazing. I've been a member since 2020. And number one, I've connected with some amazing co-writers. I've had two single song contracts. I continue to improve on my songwriting skills. I continue to learn. I have absolutely no regrets. And I know if you join, you will not have any regrets either. It's worth it just for the community in itself. But the feedback that you get, the information that you get, the song reviews that Brent offers, amazing. So stop waiting around and go join today.
3 Minutes in the Truth.
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 Can you say 3 Minutes in the Truth, Hazel?
Bob.
Close enough.